There's an expense report in your packet that, I guess from a practical standpoint, most of the time we don't have to attach receipts or anything, but if you have a hotel receipt, I think that's appropriate. I don't think board receipts are necessary unless they're in excess of the daily amount. And I'll ask for staff clarification on that.
I thought this direction said up to the
bottles right out here.
Sally?
Yeah.
What do you need receipts on?
Well, we've got receipts, give them, but if you're just putting $9 or whatever, then that's fine.
Okay, so
you're putting the total, I think it's fine. Wait for Diane, she's the accounts payable.
So whatever you have for receipts, I guess include what Diane said. If you don't have a receipt, don't worry about it. I'm also going to say, why don't we keep the form with you until we finish, because otherwise I'm going to go. I guess I'm asking you if you want to go.
I think I might have
heard
that. If I get it, I'll send you it. Okay.
Yeah, I
As we left the meeting room, I found a beautiful scarf, gray and black.
Oh, it's mine.
and also a top coat or a jacket of some kind.
They're up there under the red.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie.
There's a limited number of dog in.
And talent.
And talent. And a little bit of talent.
Okay. One of the disadvantages of moving is now I've lost the sequence of where people are sitting and if we're missing anyone.
Count them.
Okay, so I believe we're missing something.
Man is here.
Yeah.
Who's your buddy? Who's your seatmate?
What's Kathy? Yep. Okay, so we're all back in the room.
Okay.
We got the recording.
Oh, we're even going to see on the record.
Is there a language? What is the date?
Yeah. Yeah, but none of you admitted to where you learned complex social interaction issues. Anyway,
for me, it's good. I'm on a three area.
It was the Boy Scouts.
For me,
the Boy Scouts.
4-8.
4-8. Okay. So where we are at in the process, as I understand it, we've got two of our groups done. So now we're moving on to the at-large position. So all candidates that interviewed are available for consideration for the at-large position. If it seems appropriate, I think at this time to open comments for at-large candidates. Sally, why don't we hand out the ballots?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Jim?
Since I made the motion to close the balloting on the 5th District, I would like the courtesy of opening the discussion on the at-large by nominating and encouraging you to support Peggy Lucas. I was consistent. I said we should only do two for the at-large for that and four for at-large. Had Peggy been one of the two that we got voted on, I would have made the same motion. And so I'm delighted to put her name. I don't think I need to discuss anymore. I think Sonia was very articulate and others supporting her. But I think we owe the two incumbents as rigorous competition as there can be, and Peggy would be rigorous competition, and I hope that she will be listed as the at-large.
Does everybody have a ballot?
So, appropriate comments. We have already discussed it. I appreciate the comments. So, other candidates from the at-large.
David Holmes, Chair.
I'm just going to speak in favor of both Linda Cohen and Dean Johnson. They have been stellar the last 6 years. I think there has been some comment here about one or other of these candidates starting a little slow. The process of 6 years of matriculation and program has led to very significant capabilities in both of these individuals. And frankly, I'd just like to make a motion that we advance both of the incumbents to the legislature for consideration.
It has been moved and seconded that we advance both incumbent candidates without voting on the ballot.
Who made the motion? I'm sorry.
Dave.
We have an outlet issue.
And poor lighting. So it has been moved and seconded by David and seconded by Jerry to advance both incumbents to the legislature.
Spotlight?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't hear, I can't see. But other than that, my hair is colored.
So. I'm trying to remember which day it is now that we now have light. So it's a significant event. So George, I think it was the first.
Yes. It is. Comments on the motion?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
I
think it's an excellent motion. Both candidates that are currently regents, I thought with their background and the way they spoke at our completely knowledgeable and everybody that I've talked to before that has been a regent, there's a learning curve, and these people have already made the learning curve, and I'm completely in favor of the motion.
This will require 11 as a two-thirds majority. Joanne?
I'd like to speak against the motion. I understand the importance of the incumbents, but I think it circumvents the process of giving them that same opportunity to receive our votes and our endorsement if we pass this motion. I would like the ballot to indicate that if we so choose that they need to be pulled. Okay.
Comments? Jim?
I would support Joanne on that motion. I understand the intent. I think we all intend to vote for them, but I think having a vote and a number would be appropriate for them, and I think they want to get our vote. And so, David, we're going to get to the same place, but I support Joanne's.
I support Joanne.
Okay.
I'll withdraw my
vote. No, I want to vote against him.
Jerry, you'd have to concur with that, but I do.
I'll. Very good.
Okay. Joanne, thank you for bringing up that.
Sometimes I think we're just trying to be nice.
Jeez, you think so? Kathy.
You know, I'd like to speak in favor of Kelly Smith. I know he was very quiet when he was speaking yesterday, but he had a very strong K-12 background that nobody had that came before us. And he is very persistent in this process. He has come back a second time. It's something that's very near and dear to his heart. He feels that he can make a contribution. I also think he has a great financial background. I think he showed a lot of success in having brought preschool districts out of their deficit spending behaviors and had to deal with a strike, which he didn't talk about too much, but many of the people that were his references said it was a very difficult time period. In fact, one of the board members I spoke with, it was so difficult of a period she had with her child out of the school district. And he was also, they said that a lot of people that talked about it said they couldn't have withstood what he went through through that whole strike, and that he did a fair job. He kept his calm and composure, and I thought that that was really telling about his character. And I really appreciate his education background. So I just wanted to bring that forward as we're considering things.
I'm fine with your comments, but I just want to make the point that Linda Cohen has an extensive K-12 background, so he really isn't the only one.
Mr. Chair, I listened to Mr. Kelly Smith. Now, this is the second time. But in the strike issue was it was a big thing to me too. But having been involved with labor negotiations for 24 years, I know it takes two sides to strike. And I've always been of the belief that negotiation or this, that a strike is a failure to be able to communicate your values, your issues to the other side, or refusal to listen to the other side is how much they value. And so, well, I understood the article thing about the cost of rising the health insurance. I still, it takes two to strike. It doesn't take two to have a lockout, but it does take two to have a strike. And I, and that was a concern to me, and so I just bring that up to you.
And I'd like to address that, because one of the board members did talk about that and Kelly's role in the whole strike issue. And the board member said that the board as a whole would not allow them to increase their offering. The board held it at zero, and Kelly was the deliverer of that message. So he didn't really have a lot. He wasn't in a position to change that. They tried to influence it on the board side, coming up with different options, and the board just held the position, and he did not have a lot of room to negotiate, but really tried to come back with options that the board could take, that they could take back. So it was a very difficult position for him, just to let you know the whole picture. And that came from a board member that was involved in the strike. So.
Are we still commenting on candidates?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to make a point about Dean Johnson. And I made this early on in our dealings, so it's not related to our discussion today. I also asked him a question yesterday, which really invited him to talk about what specifically he had offered to the Regents, to the university through his position. And I don't think he had a strong answer to that, nor to many other questions asked. He did talk about his relationship to the university, with the state legislature, and I think that's a good point. But I don't think that he has borne his responsibility in a leadership way, let's say, compared to Linda Cohen. You know, she can point to endless ways, not only as the chair, but as a person who has played a compelling leadership role. And so, way before today's final deliberations, I've been questioning whether I could support Dean Johnson. And I feel like I'm in the same position I was early on. I don't know that I've heard enough back from him, and certainly not from the references to be supportive of him.
Davis? Dean Johnson is can be, from an outside point of view, I think, kind of an enigma in a way. I mentioned yesterday, looking today, that, and his reference support this, that he's often a back office type of thinker and doer. He gets things done by pulling people together on a personal basis. He's a people person. In a committee meeting, if you go to the Board of Regents, or even to a, well, I'd say it to the Board of Regents, in the committees, he's a chair now, and so he's certainly much more interactive. But at a committee, or a chair, or a full board meeting, he may not be the first one to be speaking up. But the fact is that he knows what needs to get done, and he gets it done by making sure that he connects the dots of people and gets the support. He did that in the legislature. And two, different parties elected on the majority leader. I mean, here's a guy who not only got things done behind the scenes or otherwise, but the people put him in the front or a role as a leader when they needed that kind of leadership, regardless of their political, particular political persuasion. I consider his rather soft technique of leadership to be something I think is an asset to the Board of Regents, and it's, I thought he came across very strong.
I agree with my friend David. You recall, let me take you back 2 years. 2 years ago, we had a real discussion about the number of legislators on the Board of Regents, and we had concerns about that. And we had one at the time, and I think it is, Dean particularly, I think one is helpful, more than helpful, and Dean has fulfilled that role of somebody that can interrelate between the legislature very well. The question was whether there should be two or three. That was out of our hands. But I want to endorse Dean for the skill sets that David just described, but more than that, he is the one regent. Well, I don't know about Laura Blood, what she's done, but I know that over his 6 years, he connected with the legislature. He was up here yesterday, not besides talking to us, he was up spending an hour with Dean Pawlowski, which isn't easy. I think he brings a dimension that apart from the other skill sets, that is very necessary given the importance. And so I certainly endorse him for that reason, even if there are concerns on other fronts.
I'm going to set precedence, and in a relatively short period of time, I'm going to tell you about my endorsing 4 leaders at large. My wife, Lucy, and I have known Linda and Henry Cohen for 40 years. She's a dear friend of ours. Her husband, Henry, was my internist for 20 years. So he knows me in a way that even Lucy does. As to Dean Johnson, I've known Dean for a number of years, but in the last couple of years have been very involved with an important initiative for the university relative to student housing, and found Dean very approachable as the chair of the facilities committee in listening and not forming opinions in advance. Peggy Lucas I've known now for 8 hours, and I'm extremely impressed with her for all of the things that you have previously mentioned today. And then finally, Kelly Smith. I was impressed with him 2 years ago. I think, bringing the broad perspective about the public K-12 education system in the state is a very important resource for the Board of Regents.
I can't come close to endorsing the full words shared by Mr. Taylor, but as to the 4 parties about whom he spoke, I share the same conclusions, and would like to, at this point, in case I need to leave before the completion of discussion today, say that I do not in any way, shape, or form envy the legislature the decision process that they will have for these 4 seats. It's challenging.
Yes, it will be hard for the legislature. And it should be hard. And I'll just remind us of our role is to make sure that whoever they pick from our list, that they will be very good agents. Publicly going to thank David and the recruitment committee for a quality set of candidates.
You're here.
I want to just totally mirror what Pat has said and also add to that. But to my knowledge and to Sally's knowledge, we have never had a period of voting go as long as this one. Oh, you might have some insight into that. But it speaks to me so deeply about the quality of the candidate pool that we had this robust discussion about the students, the inclusion of students in the district and at large roles, the discussion we're having now. It makes me very, very proud to be part of this body. We are aligned in the work that we're doing.
You're here.
More comments?
Well, Mr. Chair, I want to go back to Courtney West again also. I, in listening to him, twice. I thought he's very articulate.
Courtney.
Kelly. Excuse me.
Kelly Smith.
Kelly Smith, Courtney West. A couple of Irish.
Good thing we caught that.
Oh, we don't have that on tape.
I blew everything. Kelly Smith, I, you know, as today to be a superintendent of a school district and try to manage the funds, it's almost how do you do this? How do you and you go from one school district and you consolidate and people get angry because their school was closed and people are going further than they were before, but it's things that have to be done and
they're not popular.
Exactly, and I think that you know, except for that strike issue, I think I still think that could have been handled differently. But it's almost a position that you can't. There's nothing you can do about certain things. I admired the way he came before our board, his background, that would be the only thing, and maybe he's even learned a whole bunch from that one strike issue that would be a detriment. So I don't want the board, this committee, to think that I dismiss his application. I admire him for it, and I think he would be yet a good addition to the Board of Regents.
Jerry, first.
Just to compliment what George is saying, is he talked a lot about his Red Wing strike campaign, but in my guess, consolidating those five small communities into one district, I bet it was just as big a job and it was just as much negotiation as he ever had to do with the strike. That's not an easy job.
I'm not sure.
He actually answered that question when he said, you know, I pressed every one of the people. What did you do wrong? How would you rewind the video? How would you edit? And he spoke to that. He said, I learned. You know, I thought about it. I'd do it again. And every candidate who answered questions like that rose, in my opinion. Somebody said to me at the end of the first day, because I did Linda's reference checks, and you know how highly I thought of her, they said, you didn't press her as hard on questions as you do everybody else. And I pressed every one of her references as if I was toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose with them. I was really looking for where she stumbled. But somebody said to me, she has the maturity and calmness and intelligence, and she doesn't see it as a personal win-lose. I simply can't give you those things. So that's all I would say about Linda Cohen. She amazes me. I would be president if I had her characteristics. I mean, she has that kind of... Oh, she's wonderful.
I would just also say that while I cannot speak directly for any individual, off the top of my head, she is highly regarded by her colleagues on the Board of Regents.
I'll just make one comment about Linda. I saw her at an event. She has no idea who I am. And it was a fundraising event at East Cliff, and it was about 8 months ago. And it was very clear that she had a very good relationship with President Kayla, who was also at the event, and that they had a good rapport just in the way they were interacting during that event. And I think it spoke very highly of her, and that he does listen to her, and that, you know, that she is effective with him.
So. Certainly, I agree with the two incumbents, but I think we're doing the university and them a service by sending strong candidates to be considered as an alternative. And I think that's a credit to us, as Harriet said. I'm glad we have strong candidates to send forward.
We've heard comments on four candidates for the at-large position, if I'm keeping track of them. I'm going to invite anyone to make a comment about Courtney West. David? I could have elbowed you.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to say anything because I've already spoken, but I remind people that we have two young women leaving this regency. I'm not saying that there's any need to have anybody pegged for the seat. We have one statutorily, that's a student seat. We've already addressed that issue. But here is an articulate, up-and-coming young woman who I think can add a fair amount of credibility and reality to a board that otherwise could be possibly a bunch of stuff. Sure, I don't want to characterize anybody, but boards that have a lot of maturity sometimes miss the ball because of perspective. The student should bring that perspective. I agree with that. But I regard Ms. West of having that maturity even beyond what the student normally would have, and that her perspective would be a valuable one on the board of students. And so I would say that in her behalf. Yes?
And I would just remind that the last vote was Peggy Fuca said 6 and Courtney Yost said 5 on the last one.
Hey, we've got a ballot in front of us. We don't have to do it now, but
just hold up your ballots if you're done.
Okay, up to vote up to 4. We can vote up to 8 and then you.
But we don't encourage them.
That is the Bible according to
the order
I hope that editorial comes out.
Kathy, how are you?
Yeah, I know. There we go. I knew how many I wanted to vote for. I just couldn't decide which ones.
Did everybody turn in their ballots? I feel like he's like heads up to have it for somebody.
You know, Ms. Porter, you're absolutely correct. It's very difficult to define one little difference between one candidate and another to send on. And so it isn't anything that some are less than, but all of them, I think, are great candidates.
And I believe, probably, too, that we will be losing 3 years from Regents in 2 years, likely.
Oh, yes. Because their terms are over.
Yeah. And the next cycle.
And I would hope that the conflict of quality of this candidate pool, that those that don't make it through this time, should they desire to become regents, would reapply. I think, you know, if I were creating, you know, if I could pick them, I'd pick them all. I mean, you know, there's just a, this is great. This is a very strong candidate pool.
What district's next to Rebecca Dunn?
David Metzen, when you sought re-election, right, you were, there was just one at-large seat?
Yes.
And how many people were nominated besides yourself?
I think there's two others.
The three?
Yeah. I was the fourth district. I think something to keep in mind while they're counting votes, and as a regent, you go around and visit other regents and trustees. There's nobody in the country that has a better process than we have here. I remind you, you know, once they get our legislature, all, you know, you're on your own. But you guys are the gatekeepers. This is the biggest change that's ever been made in Picky Regions, and we're still the model how to do it throughout this country. So thank you for your service, and again, I would echo that you felt some fabulous candidates here.
I'd like to also say something. Thank you, first of all, to David and all of you. But I think that one of the things that we've been continually trying to do over the last 6 years is to incorporate constructive process improvement feedback into what we're doing. We're not there yet. We have a voting issue, I think, to work on, and hopefully we'll get that maybe. I mean, it's working clearly now, obviously.
Slowly, that's okay.
But to that point, you will all be receiving an electronic survey via email. I will tell you that I had literally 5 hours of sleep in 3 days, so you will not get it tonight. You may not get it tomorrow, but you will get it within 48 hours. And candid feedback is very important. You can get, you can respond to it anonymously, or if you want to respond to it by name, you're welcome to do that. We just want your feedback. The other point I want to make is if we think about Dr. Bounds and then talk with us, she also mentioned that there is another candidate, or at this point, the person is not a candidate through our process, but another name had come forward that had not submitted an application. So
she told me who it was, and I think it's a slight chance that that person would do it, but I'm not going to say it since the microphone is on. Once it's turned off, I'll tell you who it is.
Sure.
My
point was, that possibility is there. But again, to have great people that are going to be the best regents ever. Or the quality, I'm going to say that differently since we're on the record too. The strongest, a very, very strong candidate pool and interest from outside our initiative. Somebody just say it for me, I can't speak anymore.
I'm not going to follow up on that, not that I wouldn't. I'm just not going to, because I'm not so certain that I can put words in your mouth appropriately. But I would like to say, and that's to everybody here, done this. This is the fourth time. And this is the most positive time. Because of the frankness around the room, the sense that this room wasn't exceptionally politicized, and finally, that yes, we're here longer than we thought we were going to be here, but this is the first time that voting has not felt rushed, and has not felt like we just spent a significant amount of time learning a lot about some very capable people and went in this kind of manipulative way. And it, not that the voting was manipulative, because I think the voting is a good process. But there were under-the-surface dynamics going on in the room that were influencing the voting process. That has not felt like it was present here this time. Yep.
I agree.
Yep. So that's my turn.
I had one more suggestion before you go to the vote. I was at Minnesota Women's Economic Roundtable on Tuesday night, and I looked around that room. That is the women leaders in this state. And what I thought is, 4 months, 5 months ahead of the next round, we need to go out to those groups and ask for 10 minutes on the agenda. And if we did that with the powerful groups that are, and even to the foundation board, hospital boards, whatever, we will get a pipeline, and I make that as a suggestion, and I will help with that.
If I can add to that, also the chambers of color, so the Hispanic chamber, and there's young folks in
that. I would say each of those groups you just mentioned got information about this process, but
It's not the same, though.
I love the idea of being on the agenda. And if you think there are 16 people here and we have 22, and if everyone agreed to do one thing, so then the recruitment committee kicks in, and if they could depend on all of us instead of David and, a small handful.
Illustratively, in that regards, we will have the first congressional district in 2 years. So, yes, it would be appropriate for Darrell Thompson to go to speak to the Chamber of Commerce or the Rotary or whatever, you know, well in advance. Ardell can be a part of it. My apologies.
How would you like to be a region there, though?
No.
But, yes, the personal touch is important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready for the answer? Okay, so on this, we voted to change our rules, so 12 is the threshold now. Okay. There's two candidates who have 12, in excess of 12.
All right.
Linda Cohen and Peggy Lucas. And I don't mind sharing that Peggy Lucas received 15 votes. Linda got 14 votes. Then there's a few candidates in the middle, and there's a few candidates at the bottom. So the candidates who are at zero and will not be on the next ballot, there are four of them. Laura Dorley, Jessica Hassan, Ryan Kennedy, and Al Zidane. So those candidates are not on the next ballot per our rules. The candidates in the middle and their vote counts. Two candidates received 10 votes, Dean Johnson and Kelly Smith. And one candidate received 8 votes, Courtney West. And if I remember right, Courtney has had some very good supporters, and they're maybe not the same people, but she keeps getting the same number of votes.
So is she the bottom vote getter?
No. The bottom vote getters would be the zero.
Right, the zeros, but it's the zeros are not plus the bottom.
The zeros and the
On the bottom.
Okay, thank you. I'll stand corrected. So, as it stands now, I'll give you these numbers again one more time. But as it stands now, we have two that we have approved, and we have two on the ballot, Kelly Smith and Dean Johnson, and the rest of the field has dropped out. So I'll give you the totals again. Linda Cohen, 14. Laura Dorley, 0. Jessica Hassan, 0. Dean Johnson, 10. Ryan Kennedy, 0. Peggy Lucas, 15. Kelly Smith, 10. Courtney West, 8. And Al Zidane, 0.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
We have to send 2 per opening, so that we have to send 4.
For this group, we need to send minimum 4. That's how we're interpreting it.
Yes, we have the time.
Yep. The chair would suggest, why don't we just vote again? See what happens.
We only have two left.
I would just move Dean Johnson and Kelly Smith as a recommendation of this body to the legislature.
Second. Okay. I'm actually going to give Jennifer the second, but Jerry, I've given you seconds all day long. Sorry about that. So it has been moved and seconded to also advance Dean Johnson and Kelly Smith and to end our voting. No, you didn't say that.
This is a vote in lieu of a paper ballot.
Vote in lieu of a paper ballot. So we will need our 11 to make this pass. Any discussion? Well, I'm pausing because a couple of times when there have been passed motions that I thought, well, this is a slam dunk, somebody makes a comment and completely changed my mind about an issue. So I'm just...
Hearing no comment, Mr. Chairman, I call the question.
Okay, for those in favor of the vote of advancing Kelly Smith and Dean Johnson, as well as we've already approved Linda and Peggy, raise your hand.
I think we have
enough here. So those opposed? So we have 4 candidates for the at-large position that meet the requirements.
Yes. Just a clarification. You sent 4 names or 2 spots. They just kind of go in all together, and then that's, you know, they don't go 4 for 1 and they'll pick an advantage. I'm not sure how the process is.
I'm not sure.
We're not specifying at large versus at large.
We have them compartmentalized.
Our legislature didn't mix and match just as we did today.
Absolutely.
But they are going to get them in 5th District at large and student.
Right.
Yeah. I'm for it right now.
Yeah, the league board is going to hire.
And are we going to send the four names, or are we going to send the four names 15, 14, 10, 10?
That's up for discussion if we would like. Right now, we are sending four names.
I'm going to have to ask Mr. Chair to consult with Sally to know if we could even do that with any level of validity, given all of the substitution motions today and all of the. I'm not sure that we're necessarily.
I think so. I practice as mentally give names.
Right.
Yeah, it's not that people won't know that what the votes right. were, but if we just listed them in alphabetical order, I suppose.
It's on the record.
Right. Yeah, it's on the record. But the list that they get.
Sure, I'd like to take that just one step further. Senator Bonoff had indicated to us, as we recall already in her talk with us, that the way the legislators have received in the past is in a ranked order that we didn't give them, but we're presumed to be ranked by the legislature. I'd like to ask that our chair, when he forwards the names of the individuals with his report, specify the legislature that they are not in ranked order.
Right. Yes. They're alphabetical.
Be clear.
Yeah. Or
alphabetical.
Categories.
But to state that. By category. I think that's exactly right to clarify.
Good.
The direction to the chair. Because I think that's the way, Sally, that's what will be written up. Paul is going to see the president of the university tonight. He might just ask, and I suggest that all of us make our calls, win or lose, nominee or appreciated, so that they know it sooner than later, because you can't leave this room without assuming. Yeah. So we should do our work. I'm going to call Arturo. All of you assigned people here should call their own, and the people that were not nominated too, so they hear it before it goes out on Twitter, and then Paul can feel comfortable. I said he should ask you if that's okay, but is that a fair statement that he could, if inquired tonight, he could tell him?
I think that's
the Regent's office is here. How much I bet the president knows before Paul sets foot.
Okay, right, exactly right.
He knows it already.
Okay.
Chairman, in case this meeting adjourns or disintegrates or whatever, I think you did a tremendous job today.
Thank you.
Controlling.
And I want to say, I didn't start this process trying to, you know, make friends with all of you. I think that's kind of an accidental byproduct.
You're supposed to do.
No, we weren't. However, if in the future I run into one of you in a restaurant or at the state fair or, God forbid, out in the hinterland someplace, and you recognize me and I don't recognize you, please tap me on the shoulder and say hello.
This is a fellow's friend with pigs.
Oh, I didn't say
so. He doesn't recognize the
government
to
get
his
David. Well,
there's another point here that I think for a long time this committee was the same for year after year. I think some of the new dynamics, because you have new people here. My point is, I think we have to keep encouraging the decision makers to have, I don't want to say term limits, but get some new people involved.
Well, that's what happened.
Yes. Is that what happened? Did you give up the term limits?
We have term limits.
Yeah. We have new people, and we're missing old people.
Yep.
Contributed to our speak for yourself. No, I mean, you have new dynamics, kind of somebody who's been helping, and that's been helpful. I'm incredibly energized by the work we've done. I'm also